Mark Kunkel is the Patch reporter we've been talking about, who seems to be breaking the story that Coach Nagy will be fired after Thursday's game. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, John.
What's your source on this? How solid is this?
I mean, it's a good source. I'll tell you that.
You're not going to tell us. Is it somebody in the Bears organization?
Obviously, I'm not one of those locker room guys. I'm close to the team and tracking this or ESPN. But I got a call this morning. It's a good source, and I went with it because looks like that's what's going to be happening.
Yeah. Well, that it sure seems plausible, but it also would be unprecedented in that the Bears organization, Jordan reminds us, have never fired a coach mid-season, but it makes sense. Why are they letting him coach on Thursday then?
I couldn't get in the mind of the Bears after all the things that have happened this year. But it does seem, in my opinion, that the Bears have made a lot of decisions based on public opinion this year. They've got a lot riding on moving to Arlington Heights. There's a lot of public pressure to make Justin Fields the starter, after Andy Dalton got tweaked his knee after game two. So, I think that this is an unprecedented season for the Bears, when a lot of things that are happening don't seem to be following protocol.
So, Mark, are you then saying that the Bears are capitulating to public pressure and that was the onus for this, or was there something that happened on Sunday? I guess I'm only surprised because they've never done this before. So did your source say anything about what the reason is that this firing is coming now?
No, I didn't get any reasoning on it. Basically, like I said, I don't cover the Bears, the reasoning seems to be obvious, really. In my opinion, as a Bears fan, you watch the games and you see some of the coaching decisions and you see the losses and the losing of the fourth quarter leads, and you've got to keep this. If you're planning on moving to Arlington Heights, you've really got to keep this fan base engaged. That's my opinion.
Those three factors that you pointed out, I think, besides them booing him at the Bulls game of all things last night, seems to make sense timing-wise, even though it's never been done before. Reporting on Patch.com, Mark Kunkel says, after Thursday's game, Coach Nagy is out. Nice to talk to you, Mark. Thanks for giving us a heads up on that. We appreciate your work.
No problem.